This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 119 for Wednesday, October 26th. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday morning, gleaning support from comparable oils. The November canola contract gained $7.60 at $904.40 per ton. The more heavily traded January contract adds $4.70 at $871.50 per ton, and the March contract is up $4.60 at $877.20. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, are spilling over into canola. There are losses in Chicago soy meal. Upticks in global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils. Ongoing large crush margins are underpinning canola values. Also, the rolling out of the nearby November contract continues, with its open interest the lowest among the actively traded contracts. Manitoba says its harvest is about 95% finished. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady ahead of the Bank of Canada's next announcement on its key interest rates. The loonie is at 73.29 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.32. A report puts the planting of soybeans in Brazil at 34% complete. That's slightly behind last year's pace due to rain. Also, the seeding of the first corn crop is about 65% finished, 6 points ahead of this time last year. The United States Department of Agriculture attaché in Argentina forecasts that country's wheat crop at 15.5 million tons. That's down 2 million tons from the USDA's official estimate due to extended dryness in Argentina. There are to be scattered and isolated showers over parts of the U.S. northern plains and eastern Midwest over the next day or two. Other major growing areas are to remain dry. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The January contract gains 11 cents at $14.03 per bushel. December soy oil is up a penny at 73.28 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $5.20 at $410.40 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower, with the December contract dipping a half cent at $6.86 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its December contract down 6 cents at $3.51.50. The U.S. wheat complex is mostly lower, as Chicago December nudges up a quarter cent at $8.35. Kansas City December gives up 2 cents at $9.32. And Minneapolis December loses a nickel at $9.47. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 26th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.